The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. We're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Today, it's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side. Stops. Gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint. Back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win. Going in! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell.
Once again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned tonight. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, in your Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Vieira Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Vero Event Center for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. As we'll have the consolation games plus the championship games, all four of them right here on ESPN Radio. Randy Bushcutter, glad you could join us for ongoing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Well, here's our schedule for today. We'll begin things here in the girls' consolation game as Amherst will take on Pleasanton. That'll be followed by Elm Creek and Pleasanton in the boys' consolation game at 4 o'clock. Then at 6, we'll turn it over to the championships as Axtell will take on Elm Creek in the girls' final. That, again, will be at 6, and a couple of rated teams will tangle the top two seeds on the boys' side. We'll get together at 8 o'clock for the Fort Kearney Conference title between Wilcox-Hildreth and Amherst. So a couple of very familiar teams here. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have Pleasanton and the Amherst Broncos. So the Bulldogs and the Broncos, that's first up right here on ESPN Radio. And reminder for you that you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed proudly brings you this, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters right after this.
Town and Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town and Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Elm Creek Lady Broncos. Their starters tonight will be Madison Murphy, 5'8", sophomore. Let me find my other list here. Here we go. It'll be Madison Murphy, 5'8", sophomore. Jaden Bosshammer, also a sophomore. She's 5'7". Sydney Tobenheim, 5'4", senior. She'll start with Courtney Martinson, who's 6-foot-tall senior, and Casey Juergens, 5'9", junior, for head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. And now for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, their starters will be Carrie Bauer, 5'7", just a freshman. Autumn Pritchard, 5'5", and a sophomore. Amanda Bailey, 5'9", junior. Kristen Toles, 5'8", and a senior, and Taylor Nichols, 5'6", senior, for head coach Eric Jones. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Bulldogs and the Broncos right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We're getting all set and ready to go to tip this one off as a nice little matchup here between a couple of old conference rivals. It always seems appropriate that these two schools represented here in the on Saturday here at the Viero Event Center. So we're all set and just about ready to get things underway as the visitors will be the Pleasanton girls, and they will win the tip as they bring it in the offensive end, and they'll work it around the perimeter, kick it off on the right side, back out here on the left wing for Pritchard. Pritchard throws it off. She's picked up there defensively by Murphy, gets it in the lane and nearly tied up. It will be a turnover as Amherst will step in there and get the basketball. So top of the circle there is going to be Martinson. Martinson gives it off on the right side for Murphy. Top of the circle here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer on the bounce. Gives it off here left side for Martinson. Martinson gives it off on the right wing here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim is shut off. Throws it down low for Murphy. Murphy with a turnaround jumper too strong and an offensive rebound for Juergens. Juergens shot no good, and it will go out of bounds. So they'll have to inbound the ball yet again here. And they'll maintain the possession, though. Good work there for the Broncos as they'll inbound the basketball. So they'll get it in. They throw it in top of the circle with the ball here is going to be Bosshammer. And Bosshammer gives it down, back around through the lane. They'll kick it off on the right side here for Martinson. And we've got a foul on the inside as they got it inside there for Juergens. And Juergens hit on the arm, so she'll be going to line here to shoot a couple. And that'll be a foul on Pritchard. That is her first. So we'll see if Amherst can get their first points of the ball game from the free throw line. They cannot, as the free throw is no good here for Juergens. So Juergens will have one more free throw coming up. Missing the first one, gets one more. And there goes the shutout as she rolls it in. And it's 1-0 here in the early stages. So back around the perimeter we go with the ball as they will spin it out there. Pleasanton with it. And they'll give it around. Bounce pass on the right wing as they get the ball over for Pritchard. Pritchard's going to fire the three-pointer. It's up and no good. And snagging the rebound out of there is going to be Martinson. Martinson will kick the ball up ahead. And they'll get the ball back out here on the right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim's on the bounce. On the right wing, they'll spin it back around. Now she'll V-cut with the ball on the dribble and miss the shot. But it's going to be taken out of there by Pleasanton. Snagging the bound there was Nichols. And Nichols works the ball down low here for Pritchard. Pritchard will get the ball back out, fire a quick three-pointer. She's hit on the arm, so Pritchard's going to go and shoot three of them. So both teams with the opportunity to get their first points from the free throw line. Just a little bit ago, the second free throw made on one end of the court. And we'll see if Pleasanton can return the favor, and they do. So second free throw coming up here for Autumn Pritchard. And Pritchard's free throw, good again. So she makes both of them, giving Pleasanton the 2-1 lead. And Sierra Rubicek going to check in here for the Broncos. They're the home team here. They're in their white uniforms. The Bulldogs in their road red. And the second free throw rolls around and good. So she makes all three free throws. Misspoke there. She makes all three free throws. And we'll bring the ball in the offensive end here. Working on that right side. Going to be Juergens. Juergens Gives the ball back out for Taubenheim. Taubenheim over for Martinson on that left wing. Martinson's going to drive, bank it off glass, and we're tied at three. Nice power move there for Martinson. Quickly in transition, jumper on the right side for Pleasanton. Shot will not fall here for Kerry Bauer. And coming up with a loose ball here is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim brings it in the offensive end after she got that rebound on the other end. And show kick hit left wing, driving is Murphy. Murphy shot no good. And the second attempt won't fall. And Pritchard will pull down the defensive rebound after Amherst had a couple of nice looks at it. Entry pass down low. Rubicek right there for the defense. So they'll kick the ball right back out. Three-pointer for Pleasanton on the left wing. No good, but an offensive rebound into the hands here of Nichols. And they'll work it off here left side. Shot no good. And Amherst will snag the rebound. Another rebound here for Courtney Martinson as she'll pull it down. And they'll trap it in the corner and throwing it off the feet of one of the Broncos. That's a pretty heads-up move there for Pleasanton's Taylor Nichols. Well, they're going to say that that little method did not work, as it actually was off of her and out of bounds. She tried to throw it off the feet of the defender there. So, in any event, it is going to be Pleasanton basketball. They set the high screen. Pritchard will bring it on that right side. Kick at top of the circle here for Nichols. Nichols gives it off. A little screen being set over there for Pleasanton as Bauer has it. Takes it through the lane here. Gives it to Stubbs, and Stubbs will drive and score. So Kayla Stubbs with a nice little drive, and she's able to hit the nice shot in transition. So now top of the circle with the ball on the bounce here is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim will give it off on the right side for Juergens. Back out to Taubenheim. Taubenheim will dribble down to the baseline. Use up her dribble and kick it back out for Juergens. And we got a timeout being taken here by Amherst. 4:19 to go here in quarter number one. It is 5-3, a two-point lead right now for Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. As a little discussion on getting things started here the right way for Amherst by head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. Is she not overly happy with how things are going here in the early stages? So they'll inbound the basketball. Will the Broncos. And nice little spin move there by Michaela Tincher, who checked in. Tincher will give the ball back out here for Taubenheim. Taubenheim works it back around the perimeter and juiced upper dribble. Great double team, and that'll be a turnover here on Amherst. Great pressure there by the Bulldogs to force the turnover. And Coach Jones giving some instructions here to the Bulldogs to bring in the offensive end. Pritchard will bring it up. Gets a nice little screen. Kicks it off on the left wing here for Stubbs. Stubbs, top of the circle. They'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Touching it briefly there was Nichols. And now Nichols will set a little screen as Pritchard comes off of that. Dribbles to the right side. Kicks it top of the circle here. And with it is going to be Nichols. Nichols gives it up on the left elbow. Jumper is short and rebounded by Amherst. Taubenheim comes out of there with the defensive rebound. And will dribble all the way down to the baseline. She'll throw it in the lane. Rubicek will pick it up at the high post. And will work the ball back around here for Emily Arnold. Arnold gives it left side for Rubicek. Rubicek, nice drive. Left-handed shot's no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Tolles for the Bulldogs. And that'll be a reach here. As Tolles pulled down the rebound and then got pulled on the arm. So they'll inbound the ball here after the foul is issued, and they'll bring in the offensive end. Pritchard on the bounce, gives here left side for Nichols. Off of a screen, top of the circle, there's Pritchard. Pritchard gives it down low, and they'll dive on the basketball. It was a bad pass over to Hand. Hand trying to scramble, maintain the possession, but Jaden Bosshammer is able to tie it up. And so Pleasanton will turn it over because the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So 5-3 here, 2:39 to go, quarter number one. And on the bounce left wing here is Emily Arnold. Arnold gets it on the baseline for Tincher, and Tincher drives, hit on the arm, so she'll head to the line. And we'll get a couple of substitutions after the first free throw coming up here. But for the Broncos, to the line is going to become Michaela Tincher. And the foul is going to be whistled on Pritchard. And for Pritchard, that's going to be her second. So the free throw, back the iron, and no good. Score remains 5-3. And Tincher back to the free throw line. Tincher's free throw, short, so she missed both of them, but an offensive rebound in underneath. Shot will not fall. And then that long rebound taken out by Pritchard. Kerry Bauer. So Bauer eventually is able to track down the rebound. And we'll work it back around the perimeter. On the bounce, going to be Hand. Hand gives it top of the circle for Bauer. Back over on that left side, a little penetration here by Stubbs. Stubbs' entry pass knocked away, and tracking it down is Bauer. They'll reset the half-court offense, giving it to Christian Tolles. Tolles drives, lob pass down to the low block, and Amanda Bailey had a point-blank range, couldn't hit the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Madison Murphy. So Murphy pulls down the defensive rebound after the Pleasanton miss, and they'll set up the half-court offense. A little ball fake here by Emily Arnold. Arnold stops in the lane. She's going to kick the ball here on the left side for Martinson. Martinson's going to take a 15-foot jumper, banking on that left side, and it's up and in. So Martinson banks it in here. Didn't hear a call glass, but she doesn't have to. We're tied at 5 with a minute 25 to go. They're going to call a reach here on Martinson. And she was just an eyelash away from making a clean steal and going in for an easy bucket. Instead, that is going to be her second foul. So the Bulldogs will inbound. And they're going to make a substitution, and it will be Nichols that will toss the ball in here. And Nichols gives it over for Bauer. Bauer off on that right side for Bailey. Bailey, pass tip, going to be stolen away. Coming up with it there is going to be Tincher. And then she'll have it tied up. So we swap turnovers here as the possession arrow. Oh, they're going to call foul. So the foul is going to be on Pleasanton. And that's going to be on Nichols. That'll be her first. So Broncos have the basketball in the offensive end. We are tied at 5 with a minute 8 to go here in the first quarter. Pass on the high post is knocked away by Juergens. Good work there by Juergens to make it so we didn't have a turnover there. And then we're going to have a moving screen set by Madison Murphy, and that'll be a foul on Murphy. So a little moving screen there. And so the Bulldogs, who have never trailed in the game, will bring the ball on the offensive end. They'll kick left side. Nice ball movement. Ball is tipped around, and picking it up here is going to be Nichols. And Nichols will drive in hard and score. So offensive end, getting the ball right back, and on the run here is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer kicks top of the circle for Juergens, and we're going to have a walk. That'll be a turnover on the Broncos. So on the bounce as they bring it up, 20 seconds to go, three-pointer on the right side, going to be off the mark here by Stubbs. It goes out of bounds. But they're going to say it was last touch by one of the Broncos. So Bulldogs will have it with some time to do something with it. With 15.5 to go. Ball inbounded. Driving here is going to be Bauer. Bauer going to slow it down just a little bit. And they'll get it off on the left side. Extra pass down low. It's rolling around. 1 second left. The Broncos will just throw it about three-quarters court. It's going to be a little bit short, and that will do it. Late turnover there as the ball was knocked loose, and Pleasanton does not have the chance to add on to their lead. They'll head to the second quarter, leading Amherst 7-5, and we're back with quarter number two right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the VL Event Center. Beautiful day outside. You know, I understand wanting to appreciate the weather and everything, but come on into the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center. Enjoy some high school basketball, the consolation games first, and then the championship games begin at 6 o'clock tonight. And we've got a good one brewing here between Amherst and Pleasanton. Pleasanton with the lead and the basketball to get things started. On the bounce here is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard on that left side. We'll throw it in the corner. Setting this, coming off the screen here is going to be Taylor Nichols, and Nichols works it back around the perimeter. Nichols takes it left wing here for Pritchard, and they'll give it off on that right side. Driving is Nichols. Nichols lost the ball out of bounds, but it was blocked there. It was knocked out of her hands by one of the Broncos, so they'll maintain the possession. And now she'll move to the other side, and Nichols will inbound it. And she'll kick it top of the circle for Pritchard. Pritchard on the bounce, picked up there defensively by Martinson. They'll kick it at her left side. Bauer will fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Juergens. Juergens snags the bound, brings it in the offensive end. Pass tipped by one of the Broncos and into the hands of Pleasanton. So Amherst will turn it over. I don't think the pass was intended for the player running through the lane there, but it was knocked away by one of her, kind of some friendly fire there as it forced the turnover. So slowing it down and setting up the offense over there is going to be Nichols. Nichols, entry pass, that's going to be a turnover. As it's intercepted over there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim now will drive through the lane. She lost the ball on the way through, but she lost it because she was fouled. And she was beginning that drive. She was stepping up there trying to weave through traffic and put up a layup. So the officials are going to give her two shots, and that's the right call. So she'll go to the line here. And Tobenheim will be shooting two shots. The foul is whistled on Nichols, and that's going to be her second. So Tobenheim's free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two. And it's now 7-5. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes both of them. Able to tie things up 7-7 with those two free throws. And here comes Pritchard in the offensive end, but first a timeout from Eric Jones. 6:46 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We're back after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the VO Event Center in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the Bulldogs call the timeout. Both teams have burned a 30-second timeout to just kind of make some minor adjustments here in the early stages of the game. So with the dribble here is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard works it down low. Good look on the shot there for Pates, but Pates couldn't get the shot to fall. And Juergens comes down with the rebound for Amherst. So on the bounce here is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer gives it to Murphy. Back now right wing with it is Martinson. Martinson kicks off right side, a long two here for Bosshammer. A little bit strong, and the ball's down on the ground on the rebound. Bauer came up with it and then had it tied up. So it will be Amherst ball. And kind of a team rebound for them as well. So ball's going to be tossed in. The Bosshammer, top of the circle. She'll give it off here right side for Martinson. Martinson's picked up there defensively by Pates. Takes it on the baseline, and that bounce pass on the baseline hit said line. And so that'll be a turnover. Eight rebounds here so far for Amherst compared to four for Pleasanton. And turnovers, six for the Broncos, four for the Bulldogs. So Bauer has it. We'll kick it top of the circle. Tolles checked in just a little bit ago. We'll pass it and then move around. Pritchard has it near midcourt. Gives it off for Bauer. Bauer on the bounce. We'll kick it off here on the right side. Some penetration there by Pritchard. Pritchard puts it through the lane. Tough pass, and that will be another Pleasanton turnover. Went off the intended receiver's hands, bounced around. Juergens is able to pick it up. They'll put it on the baseline now here for Tincher. And now they'll get it in the lane here for Juergens. Juergens, a little spin move, and she'll hit the shot. Nice little stroke there by Casey Juergens. So Juergens will give Amherst their first lead of the day. They lead it 9-7. We're in the second quarter, and bouncing here is going to be Bauer. Bauer over for Pritchard. Bauer and Pritchard just playing catch right now. Pritchard has it now on the right side. She'll dribble to the right wing. Shot's no good. And another rebound taken out here by Martinson. So Martinson ends the possession. Pretty good look there for Pleasanton, but they couldn't get the shot to fall. And pass on that baseline is going to be knocked out of bounds. Great hustle there by Kayla Stubbs. But the Broncos will maintain the possession. Gives them a chance to make some substitutions as well as Emily Arnold going to come back into the game. Don't forget on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, we'll have the championship games of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament beginning at 4 o'clock. Pass on the right wing. Martinson has it. She's going to drive and rolls it in and literally rolled it in there. Just went over the, banked it off the glass and just high enough to roll around the rim. It took a nice little trip around the world there and then fell in. Pritchard has it top of the circle. Shut off on the corner. Nearly stolen on the pass, but she gives it to Tolles. Tolles now will set a screen as they get it off right side for Pritchard. Pritchard's going to fire the three-pointer here for Pleasanton. No good, but an offensive rebound by Bauer. Bauer's shot won't fall. And finally, it's going to be pulled down out. And Martinson with another rebound. And she'll bring the offensive end. She skips it off in that left corner. And now driving here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim back out for Martinson. Who gets the right side here for Tincher. Tincher will pull the trigger on a quick jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall here for Tobenheim. And coming down with the basketball for Pleasanton after the miss is going to be Autumn Pritchard. So she'll get the defensive rebound. Help bring the ball up court. And bad pass is going to result in an extra step over there on the catch, so Pleasanton will turn it over. So again, a little ragged in terms of the turnovers here, and not all those can be explained by great defense. And Amherst, with now a four-point lead, their largest of the game, they lead it 11-7, and they'll bring in the offensive end, and we're going to have a push away from the ball. Backing in there was Murphy, but I don't think the foul was on her defender. That will be a foul, kind of fighting through a screen by one of the Bulldogs, and that foul will go against Maddie Pates. So she's called for the foul here, and the Broncos inbound on the baseline. Madison Miller checked in. She'll inbound it, give it off on the left side for Tincher. Tincher fires a three. It's no good, and tying up the basketball is going to be on Pritchard, and Pritchard hit Emily Arnold. No foul called. And she's kind of holding her nose, and she's going to come over on the sideline. I don't think that she's got a bloody nose, but you can get popped in there and not have blood and make your eyes water. So she's going to come out of the game. I don't think it's going to be anything serious. And this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So nice ball movement for Pleasanton as they kick it off on the left side, and Carrie Bauer drains in a three-pointer. She hit it in that corner, and now the Broncos have it in the offensive end. Right wing, they'll get the ball. Looking inside there is Martinson. Martinson kicks in the corner. Quick jumper over there. Shot does not fall, and an offensive rebound rolls out here for Madison Miller. Miller missed the putback, and we're still battling for the rebound as it goes out of bounds. And it's going to go off the Bulldogs. The Broncos will maintain the possession with 2:50 to go. Thanks to that three-pointer for Bauer, it's now 11-10 with 2:50 to go. So triggering it in here is going to be Martinson. Martinson gives it off. Driving now is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the way to the basket. Puts up a shot. She's fouled. And so she'll be shooting a couple. The foul is going to be on Stubbs. So Kayla Stubbs called for her first foul. And the other number 15 will go to the free throw line. And it's a little bit short here for Taubenheim. So that one's no good. So Amherst ahead here 11-10. And now make it to 11-12 as the second free throw is good. That's not how math works. It's 12-10. So right wing with the ball is going to be Stubbs. Stubb entry pass tipped around. Great hands there by Tolles to pick it up and drive. She lost the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by the Broncos. Broncos then tried to save it as well, and it goes out of bounds off of them. So Pleasanton will keep the ball after they inbound it here, and they're going to toss it in with Stubbs. Stubbs on the baseline. Kicks right back out for Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles top of the circle, staying right with her there is Tincher. And now open top of the circle is Pritchard. She's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And snagging another rebound is going to be Martinson. So Martinson pulls down the bound. And we're going to have a whistle over there as the ball's out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Bulldogs. So 2:12 to go here in the basketball game. Not in the basketball game, but in the first half of the basketball game. Two-point ball game. Amherst led by as many as four. Pleasanton led by as many as three. And now an entry pass by Pleasanton's off the mark, and that's going to be another turnover. Dribbling behind his back is going to be Taubenheim, top of the circle. Nice pass down low as she's able to find Murphy, and Murphy will score. Great pass to set up Murphy, and Murphy gets an easy bucket there after the assist to Sydney Taubenheim. So that lead now four again. Left side, three-pointer here for Taubenheim. Won't fall three-pointer for Stubbs is off the mark, and then rebounded by Taubenheim. Taubenheim gave the ball away, gets it top of the circle. She was thinking about a three, but she'll kick here on the left wing as they work the ball out here for Tincher. Three-pointer on the right side for Amherst is no good. And the rebound by Pritchard. Pritchard will bring it up court after traffic clears a little bit. And Tolles sets a screen, kicks it right side for Hand. Hand will drive through the lane, and that'll be a turnover. Took an extra step in there with that little jump stop. And a minute one to go here before halftime. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, check the numbers, and I'll also recap our schedule that we have for you today right here on ESPN Radio as well as Classic's 98.9. Entry pass off the mark and going to be tipped into the air by Pritchard. Pritchard's able to track the ball down, and they're going to call a foul, trying to get it back here by Amherst. And that'll go on Michaela Pritchard. So checking in here for the Dogs will be Taylor Nichols, and she'll inbound the basketball. Kick on the left wing. Nice penetration there by Bauer. Bauer's entry pass can be knocked right back at her. She stepped out of the way, and the ball goes out of bounds. So with that, she's able to work the ball back around. Top of the circle here, Autumn Pritchard will drive. Bounce pass out to Bauer. Bauer loses possession of it. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And a drive in transition. Great run at the hoop here. And hit on the arm is going to be Taubenheim. So Taubenheim coming up with that loose ball, driving in hard. Now we'll have a chance to score as she missed the layup, but she was fouled in the process. So she'll shoot two free throws. First one is up and no good. And the foul, by the way, was called against Nichols. So Shelby Nichols called for the foul. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes one out of two after the foul on Nichols. We'll see what Pleasanton can do here offensively as they work around the perimeter on that right wing as they get it over to Nichols. Nichols back out here to Hand, who kicks it down left side for Bauer. Bauer will help get it right side here for Nichols. 6 seconds left. Nichols loses the ball. Coming up with it is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim, 1 second left, will run the lane, put up the shot, off the glass, no good. Well, she came up with the steal after Pleasanton turned it over, got very contested shot there, trying that layup, and it was a little bit to the right of it, hit the rim, and is off the marks. So we'll head to the locker rooms. Amherst now with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 15-10, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. We are at halftime of our first of four games here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And again, at intermission, it's a 15-point lead for Amherst. They lead it 15-10 at the intermission. Speaking of intermission, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So here's our schedule for today, a couple of consolation games, and then the finals beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. First game on tap, and as we mentioned, a 5-point lead here for Amherst at intermission against Pleasanton. Coming up after this will be the boys' consolation game, where Elm Creek was shut out in overtime yesterday by Wilcox Hildreth, so they fall to the consolation bracket, and we'll be taking on Pleasanton. That game will be at 4 o'clock. That will be followed by the championship games. We'll begin, first of all, with the girls, as Axtell will be taking on Elm Creek for all the marbles, beginning at 6 o'clock, as a dramatic win for Elm Creek over Pleasanton, 37-35 in overtime on Thursday night to land themselves into the championship game. So it'll be Elm Creek and Axtell for the girls' title at 6. That'll be followed by a couple of teams rated number 6 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. Wilcox Hildreth is number 6 in Class D2. They are the number 1 overall seed here in the 60th annual Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And the number 6 team in Class D1 is the 2 seed, as that'll be Amherst, who will be taking on Wilcox Hildreth. They'll be the first matchup of the season for these two teams, and a highly anticipated matchup it is. Wilcox Hildreth only one loss in conference. That was to Axtell. Amherst is undefeated in conference play. Their only loss of the season came to North Platte St. Pat's during their own holiday tournament, and played very well in that game, but North Platte St. Pat's just shot a little bit better than Amherst did, and so that's their only loss of the year. So two teams that have really been on a roll, looking very good. They'll play for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship at 8 o'clock, and that probably is the marquee matchup here because, again, there's the matchup, the only two matchup we have this today of ranked teams here at the Viero Event Center. So that would be the marquee matchup, not just because it's the guys, but because there's a couple of ranked teams. The girls' game should be very entertaining in looking at things. I would probably say that Axtell, the number one seed, would be the favorite in that. But right now, Elm Creek with a hot hand, and they're going to try to, whoever takes better care of the basketball is probably going to win that one as well. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, coming up later, we'll have the championship games for you. Beginning at 4 o'clock, the boys' championship game between Adams Central and Ord. That'll be played over at Adams Central, and we'll have that game for you at 4. That'll be followed by the girls' championship game, where Kearney Catholic will be taking on Centura. And the consolation games are being played at the same time, so we will not have those games on the air. The consolation games will feature on the boys' side, Kearney Catholic and Wood River in a rematch. They've actually got together a couple of times this year, both of them won by Wood River. And on the girls' consolation side, it'll be Ord taking on St. Paul. And again, that game will be going on at the same time that the girls' championship game is as well. So that's what we've got scheduled for you, and updating you on the LUPLAC Conference and the Fort Kearney Conference tournaments. Here, a 5-point lead at the moment for Amherst. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers. We come back after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll check the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton. They're trailing it right now 15-10 here at intermission. And for the Lady Bulldogs, leading the way for them so far is Carrie Bauer. Bauer unofficially with 5 points here at intermission. Autumn Pritchard with 3, and Kayla Stubbs with the other 2 points here in the game. Leading rebounder is Pritchard. She has 3 here in the first half. Meanwhile, for Amherst, who has that 5-point intermission lead, Pretty balanced scoring for them, but Courtney Martinson is leading the way. She has 6 points. Sydney Tomenheim with 4. Casey Juergens with 3. And Madison Murphy with 2 points. Leading rebounder is Martinson. She has 5, but Tomenheim has 4 as they are winning the rebounding battle here in the ball game. Unofficially, Amherst is 5 of 14 shooting for about 36% in the game. Meanwhile, for Pleasanton, their shooting is 3 of 17, so they're shooting about 18% here in the ball game, and that pretty much explains why they trail it here at intermission, 15 to 10. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter here with a 5-point lead for Amherst. We come back after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the Viero Event Center. Not only do they lead by 5, the Broncos will inbound the basketball, leading it 15-10. And they bring in the offensive end. Bosshammer tries to get it down on that left side to Martinson. Martinson fortunate to be able to track it down because it was knocked around momentarily there by Bailey. And the loose ball, well, Amherst still has possession here. They'll kick it out to Martinson. Martinson in the lane, though. She took an extra step, and she'll turn it over. Turnovers have not been great here for either team. As 8 turnovers against Amherst and 11 for Pleasanton. Whoever cleans that up is going to be in pretty good shape in this ballgame. Ball around the perimeter, Bailey. Bailey works it in the lane. Tough little runner there. And Kristen Tolles will score. So nice work there by Kristen Tolles. And she's able to score in the paint. So right wing with it, Murphy. Murphy works at top of the circle here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer's pass is going to be a kick. It was picked up there by Autumn Pritchard, but a little bit too much soccer in that effort. And it's going to be inbounded here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer tosses it top of the circle. Over here for Martinson. Martinson will just dribble into the corner, set a screen for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will use the screen to get it to the baseline, and she'll kick the ball back out here for Juergens. Juergens is going to fire the long two-pointer, and that's going to be no good. And in the offensive end, after pulling down the rebound, is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles all the way down to the baseline, finds a little runner in the lane. That's Nichols, and Nichols will roll through, take it off glass, and score. Pass from the low block to the high post, and a nice little pass there. Sets things up, and we're going to have a reaching foul as Amherst will enter the ball inside for Martinson. Martinson then held, started to make a little pivot, and she was blocked on the way. That'll be our first foul of the second half. And it will go against Pleasanton's Kerry Bauer. That'll be her first foul. And a 5-second count. They can't get the ball inbounded. Either that or just as it was about to expire, they stepped on the baseline. In any event, Amherst will turn the ball over. So that's an indication of the good defense that the Bulldogs are putting on. They bring in the offensive end. There's Pritchard. Pritchard loses the ball out of bounds. But it was knocked out by the Broncos. So Pleasanton will inbound it underneath their own basket. Well, they're going to say it went out of bounds on the sideline, so they'll only inbound it in the corner, which is one of the tougher places to inbound it. Nichols will inbound it. She throws it in here for Bailey. Bailey gives it off for Pritchard. Pritchard stops at the elbow, gives it off to Bailey. She'll fire a three-pointer, and I think it was deflected initially, but the Bulldogs tried to save it, so it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Bronco basketball, and the Bulldogs are going to try to pressure it. They bounce pass it in for Taubenheim. Taubenheim will stop and get the ball right back out here for Martinson. Martinson on the bounce across the timeline. Martinson will cross over. Ball knocked on her hip for just a moment, but she's able to track it down, give it off for Taubenheim. Taubenheim is going to fire a long two-pointer. It's no good, and tracking down the rebound is Juergens. Juergens with a nice offensive rebound, and they'll kick the ball back out here for Martinson. Martinson dribbles to that right side, faces a little zone here, and she kind of slid to a stop, so that's going to be a turnover on Amherst. And I think we're going to have a timeout. Yep. Coach Klingelhofer wants to talk about it a little bit. With 5:48 to go here in the third quarter, it is a one-point lead for Amherst, 15-14. We'll be back right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 5:48 to go here, third quarter. Amherst led 15-10 at halftime. Well, right now they still lead it, but it's only 15-14. And Pleasanton has the basketball with a chance to take the lead. They bring in the offensive end. That's going to be Pritchard. And we're going to have a block down low as they threw it on the baseline. And starting to drive there was Stubbs. Stubbs was shut off, so she was fouled. And the foul is going to be on Taubenheim. That'll be her second. And the inbounds is going to be stolen away. So Pleasanton turns the ball over. And Taubenheim brings in the offensive end. She'll run into Nichols, and Nichols will be called for the foul. That's going to be her third. So in for Pleasanton is going to be Amanda Bailey. She'll come in, and Nichols will step out. Now in for Amherst is going to be Emily Arnold. So Taubenheim to toss, and she'll get the ball into the hands here of Michaela Tincher. Over for Arnold. Arnold uses up her dribble, gives it up on the left side here for Madison Murphy. Murphy gives it top of the circle, right wing for Tincher. And Tincher throws it in the corner. A little runner here for Taubenheim. Taubenheim shot no good. Ball still being fought for. I think that's going to be a hell ball. That's going to be the definition of a hell ball. I think he had four girls with at least one arm on it. Possession arrow, though, is pointing to Pleasanton. So they'll have the basketball with 5:05 to go. We're in the third quarter. One-point ball game, 15-14. Dogs looking to take the lead here. They trail it, and they'll kick it here left side for Stubbs. Stubbs, a little seam, will drive. Lost the ball on the way up. Caught it, but that didn't do her any good because that's a walk. Broncos will put Jaden Bosshammer back into the game, and Martinson will inbound it. And Stubbs will pressure, putting pressure on the inbounder. They give it off on the right wing over there for Tincher. And Tincher double-teamed, but was able to throw it across the timeline to Bosshammer. Bosshammer up ahead for Murphy, and Murphy had trouble with the handle, and they'll turn it over. Good pressure there by the Bulldogs to force the turnover. And again, the Broncos have not scored here in quarter number three. They're back on a 1-3-1 zone. As at the top of the circle here for Pleasanton, on the bounce is going to be Bailey. And Bailey will help snap it off on the right side here for Stubbs. Back around the perimeter for Bauer. Entry pass inside. Pass is tipped, but comes back out to Bauer. She's going to fire a three. That's going to be short. And a rebound by Bosshammer. So Bosshammer brings in the offensive end here for Amherst. And Jaden Bosshammer will give it off right side for Murphy. Entry pass down low as they're looking in there for Martinson. Went off of Martinson, but it was also off one of the Bulldogs. And so it will be Martinson that inbounds it. Martinson, five-second count going on. And, boy, it's close, but she's able to bounce it in for Juergens. Juergens in the corner. She's working against a little pressure there by Tolles. And an extra step there for Amherst, and they'll turn it over. Again, turnover is one of the major issues here. Whoever cleans that up is going to win the basketball game. No question about it. That is our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, agronomy information, and get the most out of every acre? That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. They're great Seeds to Success, where better yields start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Ball knocked around on the inside. And Courtney Martinson is able to track it down. And so Pleasanton doesn't score on that possession. And they'll kick the ball up here for Murphy. Murphy works it back around the perimeter as Bosshammer will throw it inside for Juergens. Juergens' tough shot. But Madison Murphy gets the offensive rebound and is able to put it back up and in. So she scores. And now a first time here in the second half, Amherst is on the board. They lead it 17-14, and right now a Pleasanton timeout with 3:13 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 17-14, the lead belongs to Amherst. And Pleasanton inbounds. We come back after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Randy Bushcutter, engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Glad you could join us for high school basketball. I'm glad this chair is comfortable because we're going to be here all day. We got four games. We'll have the two consolation games and then the two championship games beginning at 6 and then at 8 o'clock. Pleasanton inbounding on the far sideline. As Stubbs will toss it in, she gets the ball to Pritchard. And Pritchard has that pass knocked back, and that's a tipped ball. So even though Bauer went in the backcourt, she was not called for an over and back, and that's a good non-call by the officials. Stubbs will dribble, kick out here left wing for Bauer. Bauer drives, and she'll make a nice little runner. Nice shot there by Bauer. So Kerry Bauer is able to hit the runner and make it a one-point ball game again. Bosshammer on the bounce. It's picked up there defensively by Pritchard. And she'll drive. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rubicek gets the offensive rebound. That won't fall as the ball goes out of bounds. She was last to touch it. And so here comes the Bulldogs. Chance to take the lead once again. Pates helps bring it up court. And we'll get the ball over here for Bauer. Bauer kicks left side. Bauer gets the ball back, or tried to anyway. It went off of her hands as the pass was a little bit high, and that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And she'll track it down off the dasher board. And Martinson will inbound it. She'll give the ball to Jaden Bosshammer. Bosshammer gives it off here left wing for Martinson. Martinson kicks into the corner over there for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, top of the circle for Martinson. Martinson will make a little drive. Nice little run to the basket, and she's able to take it off the glass and in. So good work there, as that lead back out to 3, 19-16. Top of the circle, penetration here by Taylor Nichols. Nichols is shut off, so they'll kick the ball back out for Pritchard. Pritchard's pass going to be stolen away, and they trap in the corner as they got there and bailed out a little bit. Picking up her dribble was Martinson after she made the steal after Pleasanton's turnover, and you may have heard the whistle right in front of us. She was held, and so she'll inbound the basketball here. She was fouled by Pritchard, and that's going to be her third foul. Third as a team as well here in the second half. Right wing on the bounce is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets it to Rubicek. Back to Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Long rebound going to be taken out by Tincher. So Tincher pulls down the rebound. And they'll work the ball back around. Quick little runner. Shot up, no good on that right side. And Pleasanton pulls it down. Nice rebound there by Carrie Bauer. So Bauer will help work it up and get it out to Stubbs. Stubbs gave it away. Now gets it back. Will drive. Missed the shot, but gets her own rebound. And she'll get the bucket. So nice work there by Stubbs as she is able to make the putback. And so it's going to be a one-point ball game again. We have less than a minute to play here in the third quarter. And as they try to get the ball down low for Martinson, Martinson pushed on the back. And that'll be now four team fouls against the Bulldogs. And for Stubbs, that'll be her second foul. So they'll inbound it, and there's nobody there. Stubbs trying to, Tobenheim trying to track the ball down, is able to get it. So Sydney Tobenheim, even though that was a bad pass, the possession is going to be controlled here by Amherst. They'll kick it backside for Tobenheim. Now Martinson, after making the pass, will set a screen, a little pick and roll. She'll drive, shot on the baseline, good. Courtney Martinson now has 10 in the game. We've got 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 21-18. Amherst is up by three. Pleasanton has the basketball. And Pritchard took an extra step, and so that'll be a Pleasanton turnover. With a little bit of time here, as Bailey's going to check in. And Pleasanton will also bring in Adeline Hand with 10.8 to go. And Coach Jones realizes we want to pressure the ball to try to slow them down, bring the ball up court. Ball's in the hands here of Tobenheim. Tobenheim, they try to trap her. We'll bring across the timeline with 5 seconds left. Tobenheim still has a dribble, takes it to the baseline. Great pressure being put on there by Bauer. She's able to drive, but she's hit on the arm at the buzzer. Shot was short, but she was fouled. And so she'll have two free throws with no time on the clock. And the foul is going to be on Stubbs. Oh, check that. Not Stubbs, but Bauer. And the free throw is up and good. They initially put the wrong one up there. So it was Bauer, which makes a lot more sense. Tobenheim makes the first of two free throws, but cannot make the second. And so we've got three quarters in the books. It's 22-18, a four-point lead now for Amherst. And they'll have the basketball. We come back to start the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center. 22-18, Amherst with the lead and the basketball. And, boy, the Bulldogs really looking to press, and they're trapping the ball. They're able to bounce it out here for Juergens. And Juergens, that's a forced turnover, took an extra step, getting started. And so Pleasanton gets what they wanted out of it, and that's a turnover. They'd probably prefer a steal and a layup on the other end, but, hey, just anything they can do to keep Amherst from getting further ahead here. Dribble into the corner. They give it in the lane. And, again, a little problem with the catch forces Pleasanton to turn the ball over. Nothing wrong really with the pass. It's just the feet didn't get quite going at the right speed. So Amherst facing some pressure. Emily Arnold brings it across the timeline, gives it to Murphy, back to Arnold. Arnold's going to dribble on that right side, give it off for Murphy. Top of the circle, they get it for Bosshammer. Bosshammer off of the screen, gives it right wing for Arnold. Arnold tries to enter it in. Ball's bouncing around, and that'll be an Amherst turnover. They can't quite come up with it as they try to throw it down there. And you see Jaden Bosshammer, as everybody drops back defensively, kind of putting her palms down to the floor, saying, everybody kind of relax here a little bit. We need to slow it down. We might be moving a little bit too fast. Pritchard brings in the offensive end, and she'll get the ball off here on the left side. Jumper by Tolles, no good, and rebounded by Arnold. So Emily Arnold pulls down the defensive rebound after the Pleasanton miss, and they'll get it off on that right side. Murphy, quick little jumper over there. Shot is no good, and snagging the rebound is going to be Tolles for Pleasanton. Entry pass left side. They get it down low. There's a foul in there. And the good look at the basket won't fall, but a chance to hit a couple of free throws coming up here for Taylor Nichols. Great ball movement, and Nichols just kind of lost in there from my vantage point, surrounded, but a great entry pass. And Arnold's going to be called for the foul. So Nichols will be shooting two. That is the first foul, by the way, on Arnold. Free throw is good there for Nichols. So Nichols now with 3 points in the game. And it's a three-point game, 22-19. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second half, Pleasanton has trailed throughout, but they can cut the lead down to a couple here. Unfortunately, it's short for them and going to be rebounded by Casey Juergens. So Juergens gives the ball off here to Taubenheim. Taubenheim looks at a double team. Will throw the ball all the way down low for Murphy. Murphy finds a cutter in the lane. It's out of bounds, but off of Pleasanton. That was a nice pass there by Murphy. The defense was able to swat it around as they were trying to connect with Martinson. And now Martinson will inbound on the baseline. 5 second count going on, and she'll throw the ball out here for Juergens. Juergens gives it right side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim now will start dribbling over there. As Pleasanton looks to pressure the ball wherever they find it. Entry pass in the lane. Back and in there is going to be Juergens. Juergens kicks it back out. Three-pointer is going to be blocked. And now dribbling out with it is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard comes up the ball, drives all the way in. Left-hand layup shot is no good. And the ball will stay here as we've got a foul called against Amherst. And that'll be on Taubenheim. And for Taubenheim, that's her third foul. So they'll inbound it. Little ball fake here on the dribble is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard gives it off right side. Jumper is no good. And ball is held up there, but not until there's a foul. And that'll be another foul here on Amherst. That one will go against Murphy, and that will be her second. And we got a timeout being taken here by Coach Klingelhofer. 5:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Amherst calls the timeout, leading it 22-19. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Line National Bank. Back after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. A 22-19 lead right now for Amherst, but Pleasanton will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. And they're tossing the ball in here. Bauer will trigger it in, and she'll throw it out here for Pritchard. Back out to Bauer on that right side. Bauer thought about the three-pointer. Now she'll back in, get it in the lane. Turnaround jumper here for Tolles. Tolles' shot is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Ball was rolling around out of there. And we're going to have a push. And that's going to be on Tolles. That'll be her first. 22-19, six fouls now. Whistle against Pleasanton, four on Amherst. Amherst has the basketball. Yes, Pleasanton still going zone here. Kind of a 2-1-2. And looking to trap. Entry pass inside for Murphy. Murphy, strong drive. Will take it off glass and score. Good angle there for Murphy and a good spot to use the glass as well. Pritchard in the offensive end is going to kick it out for Bauer. Bauer gives it. Ball fake here for Nichols. Nichols runner in the lane, no good, and rebounded by Juergens. So Juergens pulls down the defensive rebound, and here come the Broncos in the offensive end. In the corner is Martinson. She's going to drive. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound, and now a foul. Tincher came up with that offensive rebound off of the miss. And now she'll go to the line and shoot a couple as she was in the act of shooting. And Bauer called for her third foul. So the free throw is good. Michaela Tincher hits the free throw. And that's her first point of the ball game. Her second free throw is short. But she's able to push lead out to six now, 25-19. And six-point lead is their largest of the game. So it doesn't have to be a three here, but the Bulldogs need a bucket. A little penetration, ball fake over there for Pritchard. Pritchard gives it to Bauer. Bauer, tough leaner, shot no good. And a rebound for Amherst and the foul immediately. Tobenheim pulls down the rebound, and she's fouled. And so we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we'll have a one and one. And that one's going to be on Stubbs. That'll be her third. .444 to go in the fourth quarter. Already a six-point lead, and the free throw will make it a seven-point lead. Tobenheim hits the front end of the one and one, and she'll have the bonus. Again, Pleasanton cannot panic here. They've got plenty of time. Second free throw rolls around and good. Don't need to start chucking threes. They've got plenty of time. But they need to make something positive happen here. On the dribble is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard kicks in the corner. Three-pointer for Stubbs. Stubbs' shot is a little bit short. And another rebound by Tobenheim as Tobenheim will dribble out and bring in the offensive end. Getting some instructions there from Coach Klingelhofer. They get it on the baseline. Driving there is going to be Martinson. Martinson's shot's no good. Murphy trying to make the putback. Can't. Tincher comes up with a rebound. A little ball fake. And then, well, she's run over after that ball fake. And so she'll head to the free throw line. And the foul here is going to be, who'd they give that to? They gave it to Pritchard. That's going to be her fourth. So the mountain getting a little bit taller here for Pleasanton. It'll be a one-and-one because that ball fake, she wasn't in the act of shooting. And the free throw is up and no good. And rebound for Pleasanton. Snagging the bound there was Maddie Pates. So Pates pulls down the rebound and will hand it off to Bauer. Bauer passed down low, stepping in and making the steal is going to be Tobenheim. So Pleasanton turns it over. Taubenheim now will dribble in the offensive end. Shut off by Pates, and Pates was able to take the ball away from her, but it was a held ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Pleasanton. So they'll get the ball here after Amherst turns it over. Less than 4 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, and an eight-point lead right now at 27-19. And we're going to have a block called on Tincher. And for Tincher, that's going to be her second foul. In for Bosshammer. Bosshammer is going to come in for Tincher. And Coach Klingelhofer giving them instructions that we don't want to commit any fouls here. We want to keep that clock moving. They lead it by eight with 3:47 to go. And Pleasanton needs the bucket. So they'll inbound it here for Bauer. Bauer spins. He's going to be picked up there by Martinson. Gets it in the lane. And then banking it off glass there is going to be Tolles, and Christian Tolles with a nice little shot there as Tolles will get her fourth point of the night. Or the afternoon, I guess. Pass here on the left side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim working against Bauer. Gets a little screen over there. And they'll get it out for Emily Arnold, who checked in just a moment ago. She'll give it top of the circle here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer in the lane. Back out for Arnold. And Arnold's going to head the line, and she was fouled. She made the catch on the baseline. Juggled it just a little bit, but a good job of keeping her feet set so she did not walk with it. And so when she got that little dump off there by Martinson, she was able to attack the basket. She's in on the arm, so she's going to be shooting two as Tolles has committed the foul. And the free throw is good here for Arnold. So Emily Arnold will have one more free throw coming up. And now it's 28-21. Emily Arnold, first point of the afternoon. Her second free throw here rolls around and is no good. And rebound out of there by Tolles. So Tolles pulls down the defensive rebound, and it's a nine-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. Bauer on that right side gets it top of the circle here for Nichols. Nichols back out for Tolles. Tolles is going to drive, dump it out. Ball moved around. Bauer's got it. She'll kick here left side. Little penetration on that left wing for Stubbs. Shot will not fall. And a rebound taken out. Tolles will try a long three-pointer. And it's going to be well short. Rebounded by Taubenheim. Taubenheim dribbles up court. And on her way to the basket is fouled. So that'll shut the clock off again. And again, Amherst will head to the line. Taubenheim will have two more free throws here. And it hits the back of the iron. It's no good. And for Tolles, that is her third foul. So Taubenheim, another free throw coming up after missing the first one. Second one is also a little bit short and rebounded by Tolles. So Tolles pulls it down, and Amherst now 9 out of 18 from the line. And Emily Arnold trying to make a steal with a long pass over there, but she ran out of real estate, and it goes out of bounds. Well, allow both teams to make some substitutions. Checking back in is going to be Murphy and Juergens here for Amherst. Bauer will get the inbounds. And Bowers will give it off on the right wing here. Checking in a little bit ago was Shelby Nichols. Nichols tries to enter it in, drives a little bit, flips it back out. Nice pass, and Kayla Stubbs will put it up and in. Great penetration there by Nichols, and then a little flip out to Stubbs, and Stubbs caught it facing the basket about 6 feet away. Shot over the top of the defender, and now we're going to have a reach here against the Dogs. So we'll head back to the free throw line as Pleasanton Shelby Nichols is going to call for her second foul. Again, as a team, they're only shooting 500 from the line, and Amherst's Bosshammer will shoot two, and the first one's no good. And a timeout being taken here by Pleasanton with 2:06 to go in the ballgame. They trail it 28-23. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Second free throw coming up here for Amherst, Jordan Bosshammer. As Bosshammer will have one more attempt to add on to a five-point lead, and she does. So it's now 29-23. Amherst up by six. Pleasanton will bring it in the offensive end. On the bounce here is Bauer. Bauer will spin, working against Martinson, gives it off on that left wing, and Shelby Nichols is going to be held, so she's fouled. No free throws, because that's just the sixth team foul against Amherst, and the third personal foul here on Madison Murphy. So they work it around, passes tip. But they'll pick it up, drive the lane. Murphy will pull down the defensive rebound. And then we've got another foul called. That'll be a little reach here called on the Broncos right after they turn the ball over. Great work in there on the inside. Creating the turnover is Taylor Nichols. And then Nichols is fouled by Murphy trying to get the ball back. So the free throw is no good. That's the bad news here. But now a one-and-one opportunity, I mean, excuse me, a two-shot opportunity here for Nichols, because after she got the turnover, was leaning in trying to put up the shot, and so she'll have one more free throw coming up. And that'll put the Bulldogs in the bonus from here on out, and that might help them out. Free throw's good, so she makes one out of two, and it's 29-24. On the bounce is Taubenheim. Taubenheim in the offensive end, they double-team her, but she's able to get the ball out here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer throws right wing here for Martinson. Martinson double-teamed, and now Martinson is going to be fouled. So that'll shut off the clock with a minute 28 to go here in the fourth quarter. 29-24. And the foul is going to be called on Stubbs. That's going to be her fourth. And Martinson shooting two, and the first one's good. So Courtney Martinson now has 11 points in the game. 30-24, minute 28 to go. Second free throw is also good. So ball inbounded here for Stubbs. Not Stubbs, rather, but Bauer. Bauer in the offensive end. We'll give it off here for Nichols. And the pass is going to be deflected and stolen out of there. Coming up with it is Martinson. Martinson dribbles down the sideline, and she'll just get the ball back out here for Juergens. Pleasanton with a very painful turnover there. We only have a minute 7 to go in the game, and they got to commit the foul. And the foul will go against Shelby Nichols. That's going to be her third. And by the way, we just noticed a little bit ago that for Pleasanton, Kendall Wiesendorfer over there was icing her knee. So we're not sure what the extent is to her injury. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. The free throw for Taubenheim is up and good. So it's now 32-24. And now she makes the second one. So now a 9-point lead for Amherst with a minute 2 to go in the ball game. Here's they're probably going to win this one. Bauer, little runner. And Bauer, nice little runner in the lane. It's up and good. So Bauer hits the bucket. They're pressuring the ball. But handling it here is going to be Bosshammer. And then a long pass. That's a little bit high, and Amherst will turn the ball over. And we got a timeout for the Bulldogs. Pleasanton calls timeout with 45 seconds to go. They trail at 33-26. This is timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center. 33-26, down by 7. Pleasanton calls a timeout. They'll inbound it. Bauer brings across the timeline. The 1-3-1 zone here for the Broncos. And the pass on the left side. They're going to let rip a three-pointer, and it rolls in. Shelby Nichols hit the front of the rim. That goes up high. She hits the three-pointer and hold all mutual tickets. The ending of this might be closer than you think. Timeout taken here. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them as the Bulldogs have cut the lead down to 4. We'll be back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Amherst inbounds the basketball. They throw it to the left side, and Casey Juergens takes an extra step. Amherst turns it over. And so that pressure by Pleasanton after that timeout does exactly what they wanted to do. It'll give Pleasanton the basketball back. They trail it at 33-29, 30 seconds to go in this one. And the Dogs to toss it in. That'll be Taubenheim. She throws in the backcourt to Bauer. Bauer in the offensive end. Driving here is Bauer. Bauer took an extra step. That's a painful turnover. That one hurts more so than many of the other 19 turnovers that Pleasanton has had. So inbounded here, slowing it down smartly is Sydney Taubenheim, the senior, playing like a senior. Slowing it down a little bit. She gives it to Courtney Martinson. And now she'll walk to the other end, and she'll be shooting 2 free throws. And the foul here is going to be on Stubbs, and Kayla Stubbs now fouls out of the ball game with 17.4 to go. Anyway you slice it, it's still going to be a 2-possession game with 17.4 left. And Martinson's free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of 2. 34-29. Pleasanton's got to get everything going just right from here on out. Their second free throw is up and good. So 6-point lead. On the run here is Bauer. Check that, not Bauer rather, but Pritchard. Pritchard gets it off here right wing. There's Nichols. Nichols kicks in the corner. That's Bauer. Three-pointer's no good. Rebounded by Murphy, and Murphy's going to be fouled. And that's probably going to do it. Murphy with the rebound. And she'll have 2 free throws, and if she makes any one of them, all mathematical possibility is over with, but with only 5 seconds to go in this game, there's probably not enough time anyway. So Murphy will be shooting two. And the first one's back the iron, no good. 35-29. And if Pleasanton can come back at this point, it'll be one of the more memorable high school games I've ever been at. Second free throw rolls around and is no good, so she misses both of them. And we've got a held ball or a foul. It's going to be a foul on Pleasanton. Getting the offensive rebound there is Sydney Tobenheim, and now Tobenheim will go to the line, and now there's 3.6 to go. The foul, by the way, was on Tolles, but that doesn't really matter. Tobenheim at the line shooting two, and it's now 36-29. And the second free throw, good. I wasn't wrong, I was just early. 37-29 now. And it's going to be Pritchard bringing the offensive end. She's going to stop for the three. Doesn't get the shot off in time. And it's a little bit short anyway. So there's your final. It's Amherst with a 37-29 win here on against Pleasanton in the consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Bulldogs doing a nice job battling back to make this one interesting down the stretch. But Amherst able to hold on for the eight-point win. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So Amherst able to hold on in this one over Pleasanton and win at 37-29. The first of four games here from the Vero Event Center. As coming up here in just a few moments, it'll be Elm Creek and Pleasanton for the boys' consolation game of the 60th annual Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And then the 41st annual girls' FKC championship game. We'll have Axtell taking on Elm Creek. And again, that game scheduled for 6 o'clock here at the Vero Event Center. And then Wilcox Hildreth, the number one seed, will be taking on second seed at Amherst for the boys' championship game. And again, that'll be 8 o'clock. All these games will be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. A reminder for you that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, will have the two championship games of the Luplat Conference Tournament, and that will begin with the boys' championship between Adams Central and Ord. That will tip off around 4 o'clock. Doug will have the call from Adams Central. Again, that'll be at 4 o'clock. That'll be followed by the girls' championship game between Kearney Catholic and Centura at 6. The consolation games are being played for each gender at the same time in another gym over at Adams Central. And the consolation game at 4 o'clock will be the boys' consolation between Kearney Catholic and Wood River. That'll be round three for those two teams, as Wood River's won the first couple of matchups. And then the consolation game which will not be on the air, but the consolation game on the girls' side will have Ord taking on St. Paul. And again, those games will be over at Adams Central. So that's what we've got going on this afternoon. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll recap the numbers here between Pleasanton and Amherst as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. As nice effort here by Amherst as they were able to kind of shake off those pesky Bulldogs for Pleasanton. They win it here 37-29. And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. Let's check the numbers here. First of all, for Pleasanton, as their record now will fall to 8-11 on the season. They were led by Kerry Bauer with 9 points and 3 rebounds in the game. Kayla Stubbs had 6 points. Kristen Tolles with 4. Taylor Nichols with 4. Autumn Pritchard had 3. Shelby Nichols with 3 in the game. Unofficially, I had them 11 of 40 from the field, shooting about 27% in the game. And so that just falling a little bit short. They hit some three-pointers down the stretch to make it rather interesting, but they do fall here by a final of 37-29. Meanwhile, a couple of players in double digits here for Amherst, led by Courtney Martinson. She finished with 14 points and 6 rebounds. Sydney Tobenheim, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Madison Murphy with 6 points, 5 rebounds. Casey Jerkins with 3 points, 5 rebounds. Jaden Bosshammer had a point. Emily Arnold had 1 point. And Michaela Tinchner also with 1 point in the game. Amherst now is 13-8 on the season. Next up for them will be they'll host Alma on the 10th of February. And for Pleasanton, as we mentioned, they are 8-11 on the year. They only have one regular season game left. That will be at Loomis on Friday the 13th. And then after that, you start getting ready for district play. And Amherst only has a couple of games left as well. We mentioned they'll be home for Alma. And then on Friday, they'll host Elm Creek in their regular season finale as well. So it is wrapping up very, very quickly. Don't forget, coming up here in just a few moments, we'll have the boys' consolation game as Pleasanton will be back in action in that, taking on Elm Creek, and we'll have coverage to that game for you in about 13 minutes or so, as they'll start pretty close to the top of the hour and stay on schedule here as different schools come in. They usually like to keep the tip-off times pretty close because you don't want somebody to show up and on time for the game at 8 o'clock, and then actually started at 7:20. So they stay pretty close on time, and they don't move up the schedule very much at all. So coming up here, scheduled for a tip-off to be top of the hour, we'll have Elm Creek and Pleasanton right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, our final score in this one, 37-29, 8-point win for Amherst over Pleasanton to finish in third place in the girls' Fort Kearney Conference tournament. We'll step away for a few minutes. We'll be back with the boys' game right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.